different. What's on your mind? It's the airwaves, folks. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also, you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Got an email about a caller that came in yesterday we're going to deal with here in just a moment. But always appreciate your emails, too. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a hotline at 855-200-1776, and when you do, you press 1, and you can leave us a message. A couple of calls that came in during the break that we're going to get to here as well. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with a real live World War II hero on the program. Stuart Bass is going to join us. Stuart was a torpedo pilot, flew over 80 sorties with the USS Lexington and the USS Yorktown aircraft carrier as part of Air Group 9. And the plane that he flew, which was a and TBF, TBM Avenger is actually here, the TBM, on display. In fact, a couple of guys working on it right in front of me, getting it ready to fly, and going to be doing that fairly soon. There's a big gala coming up in April to celebrate the Fargo Air Museum. Education, preservation, and restoration, which is one of the reasons we're here. And Stu is like the rock star volunteer. He just has been here from the very, very beginning. So we'll talk with him not only about some stories of his time in the air, defending this great country, but also his time volunteering for one of North Dakota's hot tour spots, the Fargo Air Museum, today on the program. So look forward to that. Okay, so 800-228-0550. We were talking charities last hour with Pat Traynor, and I see we have a call who wants to talk about that. We're going to visit about that in a moment. One thing Pat left behind that I wanted to mention is that they have a breakthrough idea challenge they've put out, and this kind of goes to the listener's question about do we ever, you know, get to a point where we meet a need, where we no longer have a need for dollars for a particular cause, and that's one of the reasons they're seeking breakthrough ideas and have a commitment up to $500,000 for multiple awards, up to $100,000 for development of a single idea. If you can crack through the status quo, the limitations of current thinking, the lines and boxes of the past. So the Dakota Medical Foundation is looking for bold new health and wellness ideas to create a region of the healthiest people in the nation, where all people are able to access exceptional health care and lead vibrantly healthy lives. So if you've got an idea you think would be a breakthrough, they're looking for ambitious, creative new ideas to significantly improve the health of people in our region or remove persistent hurdles that impact health and well-being. And you just go to dacmed.org and submit the idea and be a voice for the future. Get creative. I love it. Okay. Call waiting on this topic of charities as well. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. They were talking about charities or things that that have a need but aren't even being meant. I have to remain anonymous, but people who have had children who have been molested and subsequently end up getting kicked out of where they are living because the people don't want the publicity around them or have the people that would come and look to see what's going on and where these people live and things like that. There was no homeless help. There was no nothing. We had to come up with everything on our own, and we didn't get paid back for any of it.
Okay, you lost me a little bit here. Are you saying that you were wrongly accused of molesting someone?
No. A granddaughter of mine was, and we were subsequently kicked out of where we lived, and we had no place to go. There was no help because I had a service dog, and there was no place for us to stay. People don't take service dogs.
Okay, so the issue is finding a place to live where a service dog is allowed, or the issue is the bias over the molested granddaughter.
The bias over the molested granddaughter, not having a place to go because of the service dog, not having anyone to help in trying to get everything relocated and to find another place to live, not having the money because of having to come up to pay for a motel room or whatever, and first and foremost, none of the motels around here will even let you go into them unless you have a credit card to cover the first night, even though you may have cash.
And so you're suggesting the need is for what?
The need would be for a place where these people, where this might happen to them, have the ability to go until it only took us 7 days to find a new place. But trying to come up with the money for the down payment for an apartment, getting the utilities moved over, things like that. There's a great need for that, and there's nothing out there to help.
Yeah, Salvation Army, I've heard having vouchers for hotel rooms in situations like that. I don't know if you tried that.
They had none. Believe me, we went to the Salvation Army. We went to Ruth Meyers. We went to, because Ruth Meyers has a place, but because I had a service dog, couldn't go there. There's just no place for them.
Interesting. Well, glad things have resolved, at least, but after a difficult situation, and appreciate you sharing a little bit of that story today. Thank you for calling. Maybe identifying a need there were, and obviously a number of circumstances coming together, so we're rather unique, but it happens. And I would hope there wouldn't be, too much of a bias against service dogs, knowing some individuals that that rely on them. And a good friend of ours, a vet from up in Grand Forks, had had PTSD himself, involved with a service dog organization. We helped with a fundraiser of one earlier, Purses and Paws event over in Jamestown. Service dogs do some good work, so appreciate that call. We had a call, I don't remember, Todd, you probably do, what day that came in, but it was earlier this week, and it had to do with whether or not people should not go to the Shrine Circus. Because the Shriners are Freemasons, and the Freemasons are, in the view of this particular caller, anti-Catholic. And I know I vaguely remember the call. It was sort of a drive-by, as we would call it. Somebody just called, said something, and hung up, and we went on to the next call. But the president of the Missouri Slope Shrine Club in Bismarck, Clarence Bina, sent us a note and said, I guess he said this was yesterday in your late morning segment, you had a caller who warned your Catholic listeners the Catholic Church opposes everything Masonic and therefore Catholics should avoid boycotting the upcoming Shriner Circus in Bismarck. To support the Shrine Circus, according to the caller, would be an immoral act. Wow, writes Clarence. While you're on the topic of charitable work, including the pediatric orthopedic care provided by the Shriners to North Dakota youngsters through the Shriners Hospital for Children, Twin Cities, at no cost, may I suggest that you call the Bismarck Catholic Diocese and inquire of the bishop about the church's stand on the masonry and its charitable work. This indeed would be good public service, in my view. Clarence Bina, president of the Missouri Slope Shrine Club, Bismarck. Thanks, Clarence, first of all, for getting in a plug for the good work the Shriners do, because I think I chose to ignore the comment myself yesterday, and that sometimes you do that, and people object to the fact that that you do that. But, we can't necessarily respond to everything, and people do have the ability to call and give their opinions on things. And in your case, you get a chance to answer that, and I'm glad you did. But I would have said, if I would have taken the time to respond, to say, as a Catholic, I've been to many Shriners circus events, and also known some Shriners, and the amount of good works they do is laudable. I mean, it is really something we ought to spend a little time talking about. You're right, on a topic where we're talking about charities today, certainly in providing for youngsters at no cost that have to go to the Shriners hospitals over the years. I don't know enough about the Catholic Church's stand on the Freemasons or the Shrine, but you have a good suggestion, and maybe we'll invite Bishop Kagan to address that particular issue. I don't know if Clarence knows the answer as well, but I'm guessing if he's suggesting that we that we talk with Bishop Kagan or talk with the Catholic Diocese. We could dig. There's plenty of things you can find where, you know, there's opposition expressed in different pieces out there. Just was doing a Google search and found all kinds of things. So they're out there. I know that. But appreciate the email and the suggestion as well. By the way, also during the break, we did find out the name of the captain of that submarine that was from North Dakota, Joseph Enright. If you may recall, we had a call earlier about a famous submarine attack on a aircraft carrier that was so big nobody believed that it existed, but it did. And this particular sub took out the Chinese aircraft carrier. Joseph Enright was the captain from Minot, but sadly, according to the caller at least, Joseph Enright died in 2000. But we did find out who he was anyway. Answer that question. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, tell us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind today, folks? I'm going to talk with a World War II vet pilot coming up here at the bottom of the hour at the Fargo Air Museum today. We got a great deal on this $50 raffle where you get a 2014 Ford F-150 4x4 XLT crew cab with a Honda Rancher 4x4 ATV as the grand prize. Second prize, a P-51 Mustang Flank. Can you imagine being up on one of those babies? A Browning X-Bolt 243 rifle, a Winchester semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun, and a $500 cash prize. And they're capping that out at 3,500 tickets sold. and a drawing this fall for that. So if you'd like that, check it out. FargoAirMuseum.org. Also, by the way, I have the 6th Annual Celebrity Auction and Dinner coming up on Friday, too. So, all right, here's our telephone number to tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And emails, a few of those coming in. Lots of information on this interesting North Dakota history on the attack submarine. We're getting some more tidbits on. We know the individual's name now, Joseph Enright from Minot, and died in 2000. But getting some more tidbits of information there. Appreciate that. Here's somebody that has Russia on their mind. It called in during the break at 800-228-0550. Let's roll that.
Yeah, it's Brad Driscoll here. I just wanted to clarify my point yesterday. I just, you know, I'm no fan of Putin. I want to make that absolutely clear. His aggression is unrivaled. But I think the aggression of the EU is just as bad. We're fighting two evils, and you know the whole we're sticking with the devil we know, which is Russia. You know, I don't know why we're seeing them as a bad guy when the Cold War's been done for 20 years. I see the EU as just as great an evil as Russia. And the way I see it, you know, we should just leave Ukraine to its own devices. Let it do what it wants to do. When it comes to votes, their sometimes they're a lot more democratic than we can be in the United States. It's just the way it is, you know. They had a Yanukovych was democratically elected, you know, despite his more or less corrupt style of form of government. But you know what? It's corruption everywhere. And you know what? The way I see it, it's time for non-interventionalism. You know, it's just time to leave Ukraine alone. Let it go to its own devices.
All right, Brad from Driscoll, by the way, calling yesterday, provoking a little bit of controversy among some callers in his sort of isolationist view, and he just wanted to clarify things a little bit there today. Appreciate that. Another call that came in off the air during the break, and then we'll get back to your live calls here on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Roll that next one.
Hi, yesterday you were talking about voter ID and tattoos, and I think the two go together. Well, I know they go together. You got to have ID to vote now. Is that so terrible? I have to have ID to get a tattoo. I'm 55 years old. I just got my fourth tattoo, and I had to show an ID. How hard is it? Can it be to show an ID just to vote?
Yeah, I certainly agree with you on that completely. I think the argument against requiring an ID to vote, in my view, more often than not, is about wanting people to vote that shouldn't vote, because that's a pretty basic thing. And I hadn't thought of the tattoos, but pretty interesting. Stuart, New Salem, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Tell us.
Guys, good afternoon, guys. On that the Ukraine situation, that last author, caller, what people don't understand is Ukraine cannot defend itself. They are using World War II ammunition equipment. They cannot defend themselves. Just like with the Crimea vote that happened last Sunday, a city that has 13,000 people in it, there was 14,000 to 15,000 votes. Where did these other 2,000 votes come from? There's not enough people. It's the Russians that are doing this voting, and it's not right. That's what I want to emphasize to people, that Ukraine cannot defend itself against Russia.
Do you see a U.S. role here, Stuart?
I just saw President Obama on Fox News listing more sanctions, putting more people that saying that they can't come to America because of visas. Well, I'm sorry, what does that do? That does absolutely nothing. What we need is a NATO intervention here. We need all of us, the EU, everybody, to go in and help Ukraine. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, be part of a coalition. And, you know, again, this is a blatant international law. You think of what's been done there. It's just, you know, atrocious. The story is just absolutely break your heart. And,
especially when you have family over there, it's a whole different situation. And people don't realize that Ukraine cannot defend itself. They can't. And they were talking about Yanukovych. Yanukovych, that election when they were, that was a fraud election for him to get even into office. They have proven that it was fraud. Election fraud.
Sure. Just like the vote you're talking about in Crimea with the pre-printed ballots and more votes than people, you know, which is
exactly
why that was, which why that was roundly rejected by the international community as well. Appreciate your call, Stuart. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think we got another one that just came in off the air. Let's get that one loaded up. I mentioned a couple of calls that came in on the submarine. Kevin said the sub that the Shinano, the sub that rather sunk the Shinano was the Archerfish. Captain was Joseph F. Enright, passed away in 2000. Sent us a little Wikipedia background on that. And here's another one on that.
I guess I'd like to know what the salary is that Pat Trainer makes. Also, I've always heard that the Masons have nothing against the Catholic Church, but they have secrets. So the Catholic can immediately be kicked out of the church if he keeps these secrets from the Pope. Thank you.
All right. I can't answer the Pat Trainer question, but he is obviously president of the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation. I'm not sure whether that's public information or not, but and I'm not sure what the inference is you know, people that are employed to make nonprofits more accountable and ultimately reach their full potential would seem to be a job, right? Anyway, M, so where's M's note here? M says, Joseph N. Wright was his name. We got that down. And how about this? My dad went to prom with his sister, 1934 in Bismarck.
Wow.
That's pretty darn cool. Yeah. Let's get, do we have time for Mike in Jamestown? Mike, quickly, you got a half a minute. What's on your mind? You there, Mike?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Say, my son is in the Army. He's been in 6 years. He's been trying since November to get into UND. Finally got his acceptance in there, and then trying to get...
Hold that thought, Mike, if you would. We're up against a break here, but I want to give you time to share your thought. Hang tight.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Falcon's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, we're back at What's on Your Mind. We're at the Fargo Air Museum today. We're going to talk with a World War II vet here in just a moment. Flew one of the birds that's on display right here at the Fargo Air Museum. Mike at Jamestown, you were telling us about your son before the break, and I didn't want to rush you, so go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, you know, here he is trying to get out. He's getting out of the Army. He's been in 6 years. He finally, November, he's been trying to get accepted into UND. He finally got his acceptance letter. Then he's got some credits he wanted to get transferred to UND if they would accept them, and it's just been a living nightmare for him. He's been trying since November, like I said, and he's got to get an advisor before he can even get pick his classes or know what classes he needs to take, but he can't get an advisor till they go through these credits. And it's just, you know, here he is working, wanting to move back to North Dakota and go to UND, and it's just been a living nightmare, you know, and as a parent, here he is trying to work and call them and, you know, just to get an advisor so he can get his classes picked. Otherwise, by April, you got to have your classes picked.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like it's a lot more difficult than it should be, especially for, you know, someone of that caliber, served in the Army for 6 years. And the main holdup is what, Mike?
It's these credits. He's got like, I think like 9 credits of physics. He's taken some other classes, and they have to, you know, they have to go through them and see if they actually are able to transfer as a credit to UND so that he won't have to take those classes again. And that's been the holdup. He can't get an advisor till they get these credits. And he said, well, just screw the credits then. I'll just take, if I got to take them again, I'll take them again.
Yeah, sure.
And you have to have an advisor in order to pick your classes to tell you what classes you need for
I
the
think,
degree that he wants.
I think if I were the parent here, I'd get on the phone to somebody in a position of authority up there and try and get some answers on why it's, you know, the horse and the cart and the advisor and the credits and see if you can't get some action up there, Mike. And
well,
keep us posted if
well,
it
that's
doesn't.
What I've been, right, that's what I've been trying to do, and I get nowhere either. You know, and here my other son, he's graduating this May, and he's already got accepted into UND, so I'm going to have 2 kids going up there, and the one is just getting out of the Army. It's really frustrating.
I share your frustration, and I would I'd make some noise until you get some answers up there, Mike. I sure would. Call the president's office.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, I'd call President Kelly's office and say, hey, here's my dilemma. I'm not getting the answers. I've tried and try and get to the bottom of it. That's what I'd do. Sounds like
okay, President Kelly.
President Kelly. Bob Kelly's the president of the university. Yep.
Okay.
Of
North Dakota. I'll sure go that avenue then. Thank you.
Yeah, that'll get somebody's attention. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a lot. Stu Bass is with us, and Stu was a torpedo pilot, flew over 80 sorties with the USS Lexington, USS Yorktown aircraft carrier. It's part of Air Group 9, decorated with the Navy Cross, two Distinguished Flying Crosses, three Air Medals, and several unit citations. He flew the TBM Avenger, and we're looking at one right here with his name on it. Stu, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm fine. Good to see you. I'm still around.
You're still around. Not only are you still around, you're the star of the show coming up on the sixth annual celebrity auction and dinner, Friday night, April 4th. This whole gala built around your story and your plane. That's kind of cool.
It's unreal. I don't ask for all these accolades, but it came up. And, of course, anything to do to promote the museum, I'm all for. And, of course, the old TBM, which is pretty special to me. So
absolutely. Why is it special to you? Tell us a little bit about why you love that bird.
I had a lot of hours in it, a lot of strikes in it. Just a good airplane, and was in an air group that was one of the best in the Navy, and had a lot of real experiences with it. Wonderful crew. There were 23 of us that were pilots that off and on, and of course we lost about, well, actually six groups, but replacements and everything. Of the 23, basically, that formed the Air Group 9 VT9, the torpedo squadron part of the on the air group, there's only two of us left, myself and one other real close friend of mine who lives in Minneapolis, and he's in a wheelchair or not too good. So I guess I got to say I get up in the morning, I'm lucky to be around.
That's fantastic. What do you remember most about those 80 sorties? Stuck out?
Well, you have to kind of correct it. 80 sorties in the Navy was a lot different than in the Army. They counted any time that you were in the air in a combat zone off a carrier, you flew either as you went out to look for a submarine, never saw anything, it was called a strike. But of those, I think it was 77 they recorded, but anyway, of those, probably 25 were, you know, the ones where we ran into resistance of anti-aircraft or aircraft and things like that were pretty tough ones. And we had some really good ones on that. We were one of the first air group to hit Tokyo proper. Of course, Doolittle had done it before, but he had no armament on his planes, and that was psychological. We were loaded for bear and had our target of Air Group 9, the torpedo squadron, was a Mitsubishi. It was an aircraft factory anyway. You know, they're usually built long and everything. And we're called a torpedo plane, but we basically did far more bombing than anything else. Low-level bombing, different than the dive bombers who were also on the carriers. We dove shallow and everything, but a target like that was so easy. We could set the intervalometer on it. We had carried 16 100-pounders, and you just string it down. You really devastated the thing. But coming in and going out, we were hit by anti-aircraft and zero. In fact, the skipper was hit, but we made it back to the ship okay.
How many of there would there be in a?
Well, on that group, we had 12 planes. I think it was 12 planes. We never flew with more than that, usually.
And when you took aircraft, anti-aircraft fire, I mean, everybody get dinged?
Yeah, we all got hit with some bullets or stuff. The skipper was hit with a zero, came up on us from a group and came underneath and came out and hit his prop. Turned it in and started to vibrate and thought we were going to lose it, but he found that if he cut the throttle down or slowed down, that it quit vibrating. So as long as that was possible, we said we'll get us home. So we all as a group went home. Of course, we flew tight formations, and with the gunners we had, particularly on the TBMs, you know, with the turret, we were tough against the enemy though when they hit us. So, but we were lucky to get home that day. And we lost the skipper 2 weeks later on a strike in Okinawa, which I was flying right with him, too. So.
And you told me a story once about flying underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. How'd you get by with that?
Well, something I should never say, but I'm too old. They'll never court-martial for it now. But, well, that was always a challenge. You know, we were young and silly, and at that time they didn't have cables down or anything. It was open, so before we took off, we whitewashed our number off our plane, and we took the thing under the thing and came up and got down and cleaned it up, and nobody knew we had even done it, I don't think. But
just to say you did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just to say I did, right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was actually the movie Top Gun and Maverick before,
yeah,
before we knew it. You were Maverick.
We weren't any Top Guns. We were not fighters, you know, but we were hard workers.
What do you think of this plane?
Oh, it's a great plane. It's one of the best planes ever built, and certainly it did its job in the war. We were called torpedo planes, but we never carried torpedoes very often because you couldn't find a target at sea. But we did have the fortunate, I guess is what you'd call it. We caught the big Yamato and the battleship, the largest one they ever built. They built two of them, and the other one was sunk earlier. But this one and a cruiser called Yahagi were on their way to Okinawa to basically beach, almost a kamikaze run, almost to beach and use their guns to repel the Marines that were going to be landing the next couple of days, which they knew it. We caught it in open sea. There were four carriers that took off. It was a horrible weather day, overcast, and one of the groups never even found the group, but I think three of us anyway did. And we'd taken off in 30-minute intervals, and we were the last ones to hit. And when we got there, the big battleship was listing about 10 to 15 degrees, and the cruiser was leaking oil but still moving along a little bit. And our air group commander, who flies up above to direct things the best he could, decided that we better, in order to get it, we wanted to be sure we sunk the battleship and we sunk the cruiser. It turned out that the reason the battleship hadn't sunk was the torpedoes had all been set at 12 feet with the rest of them, and they were hitting it with that, and they were just bouncing off very thick armor plate. And we had trained our crewman to reach through the bucket. We'd cut a hole in the bomb bay, and he could reach in at arm's length and reset the depth of the torpedo. So we set torpedo down to 12 feet on six of the planes. And we knew that if we went around on the high side of the list with our things set down low, we could put those things right in the magazines. The other seven of us then wanted to take the cruiser. We wanted to be sure to get them both. And which we did. Those six guys that took the battleship, got every one of them got a hit because it was pretty big and going slow. And the rest of us took the cruiser, and we were able to get five hits into it. The two that didn't drop weren't in position to, and they went around and they got one destroyer. Well, we watched them both sink, and I don't think there's very many people left in the world that can say they watched the Yamato roll over and sink. You
know? No kidding.
That's right.
And you can see the plane that Stu flew right here at the Fargo Air Museum. You've been volunteering since day one here. Tell folks, yep, that haven't been to the Fargo Air Museum why they had to come out here.
Why did I come out here?
Why should folks come see this, which you live and love every day?
Yeah. Well, it's a growing museum, and we have an awful lot to show them. There's a tremendous amount of history in here of not only the World War, but from thereafter. But it's really concentrated a lot on the World War. And it's wonderful that we can get kids in here, which we do, high school kids in groups, teach them something. And also we have weekend deals where somebody like our director here, Helen, can teach them how to fly and how it's done and all of this. I think our main purpose is to try to educate the public on basically World War II and Vietnam and those times.
And it is about education, it's about preservation, and it's about restoration. And this bird that you flew in World War II is going to be flying again soon, I understand.
Correct. Yeah, it's been sitting here for about 5 years and hasn't flown, but it doesn't take much to get it flying again. And, of course, we do have the restoration progress going, but we don't involve ourselves as management too much in the restoration. We try to keep what we have going. Oh, but we have a group that does so much of the restoration and individuals. And it's just wonderful to see all that is done here and how great this thing is. And we're trying to get the public to come in more and more. And I think we're gaining all the time. It's getting a good reputation.
It is. FargoAirMuseum.org to find out more. Or stop and see them on 19th right across the Fargo Dome in Fargo. Thanks, Stu. Good to see you. Take care.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are back at the Fargo. Delightful conversation with Stu Bass about that wonderful time he spent serving this great country and that TBM Avenger that you can see right here at the Fargo Air Museum. And I mentioned earlier there is a sixth annual celebrity auction and dinner coming up on Friday night, April 4th. Sherry Heyer is the co-chair of that event and is going to be joining us on the phone to talk about this event. And part of this dinner is a live auction and a silent auction, and there are all kinds of items. We talked earlier about all the wonderful items. You can find out more at their website, by the way, FargoAirMuseum.org. But the big prize that'll be up on the live auction is a wonderful painting that Karen Bakke has done. Karen is here. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And we were just chatting with Stu, and you have this wonderful portrait, I guess, of Stu in the plane, in the TBM, flying above. Talk a little bit about this wonderful work of art that you have that'll be up for bids.
Oh, it was way fun. I learned a lot about everything, the planes, the ships, and all of that, and it was kind of a group effort. It's nice that the plane was here so I could actually see the plane, because most of the reference material from the 40s is very fuzzy, and when you're pulling it up really high, I mean, you can't see anything. So it was really nice, and I used model airplanes. Stu gave me a little model airplane. Courtney from the museum here, she took close-up shots, and so I had a lot of reference material in that respect, and I'd come back and forth to the museum to look at the portrait
the
painting.
Yes, well, it is beautiful. What size is that? How big is it?
That is 6 feet, 7 inches by 5 feet.
And the plane looks like it's flying by. There's a beautiful American flag in the background. It's over the ocean, some mountains in the background, a couple of planes, and a great shot of Stu himself in the cockpit.
Yes, I used a photo print from, you know, the 40s when he was like 24 years old, and he is now, of course, 93. And so it was really fun to try to incorporate, make this fuzzy black and white photo look like Stu when he was young.
And Sherry, Sherry Heyer is here. I mentioned earlier, Sherry, the co-chair of the 6th Annual Celebrity Auction and Dinner. I had a wonderful day here at the Fargo Air Museum, and we're missing you, Sherry. But I know you're in a place that's much warmer, but we also have the benefit of seeing this wonderful work of art that Karen has done. It's going to be the big item at the auction. How much do you think this thing will gather at the big auction? Any ideas, Sherry?
Hoping that it brings in a lot of money. We're promoting it as our big highlight item of the evening, and we'll have Stu up on the stage, and we'll ask him to sign it, and we're hoping that it brings in a lot of money. Scott, you never know. I'd like to stay in the thousands, and hopefully we get that.
It is beautiful. How long does it take you, Karen?
With research and painting and everything, it was about close to 100 hours.
Wow.
So, there was a lot of stuff that went into it.
And there's a lot of great items. I encourage folks to go to FargoAirMuseum.org. Sherry, give us a plug on why. I know that you only have a few seats left in this event, but obviously you're passionate about this Fargo Air Museum. Talk a little bit about your passion for it and the big event coming up on Friday, April 4th.
Well, Scott, thank you for having me, and it is beautiful down here in Arizona. But, yes, the event is in its sixth year, and I am a board member. I'm on the board of directors at the Fargo Air Museum, so that gives me even a little bit more passion for this event and the museum and everything that's happening. This event is we've never sent out an invitation. That's what makes it so unique. And every year since inception, it has sold out without one invitation going out. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I was at the Air Museum yesterday before I left. We have one table of eight left. But we have, you know, we have individual seats at tables that aren't filled. But our tables are sold out, and the evening's going to be so exciting. We've got, of course, Karen that has done our grand finale big event of the evening, the big prize or the big donation. And we've got some fabulous live auction items. We've got some great silent auctions. We have Media Productions working on a wonderful video for our guests to watch for a few minutes during the evening. And the Holiday Inn is catering our meal. And so it's just going to be a fabulous, you know, we take that big wide open hangar, that big steel building, and turn it into an enchanting evening. And, you know, it just turns out to be such a nice night. We've got celebrities that are going to come in and try to garner up as many tips as they can for the evening. And, of course, all those tips go right back to the museum. And all of the money that we make for the evening will go right to the fund that will pay for our new hangar and hopefully phase three, which is our gathering area and welcoming area. So we've got a lot of work to do up there yet. So it'll be, you know, we're just still in a progressive forward motion.
It's a lot of fun. It sure is. And we have a young man here, Damian Gaylor, who is one of the volunteers here. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior at Fargo Southern. How long have you been volunteering here?
About 7 years.
How about that? What's your favorite thing to take folks to when you're here?
My favorite aircraft to take folks to is probably either the TBM Avenger or the Corsair right behind you.
So you can see Damian and a whole passionate group of volunteers from 93 to 17?
17.
How about that? At the Fargo Air Museum. Sherry, thank you. Karen, thank you. Damian, thank you. Thank you all. FargoAirMuseum.org to find out more about this great place.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hanlon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chasers Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check on all the spa treatments in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.